here's a story from The World.
It's never been easy to prosecute the people responsible for corruption in Guatemala, but the Biden administration's efforts to partner with the country and Vice President Kamala Harris's recent travels there were supposed to bolster the rule of law. Well, that's not what seems to be happening. In recent days, a top Guatemalan anti-corruption prosecutor, Juan Francisco Sandoval, has been sacked. This weekend, he and his family fled the country, slipping across a land border in the early morning hours into El Salvador. It's a sort of story former judge Claudia Escobar knows well. Threats on her life led her to flee Guatemala in 2015 after she spoke out about corruption in the judiciary. Claudia, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So prosecutor Juan Francisco Sandoval has been called the most visible face in the fight against corruption in Guatemala. Tell us a bit about him and why he was fired.
Well, Juan Francisco Sandoval was the head of the special prosecutor unit that worked together with the International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala for many years. So Juan Francisco Sandoval has investigated very powerful people from different sectors for more than a decade.
So Sandoval and a caravan of human rights activists, diplomats, and journalists, they drove across the border to El Salvador in the early morning hours on Saturday. Why would he feel like he had to leave under cover of darkness?
Well, you know, after the attorney general fired him without justification, he felt that he was in danger, and the people close to him made the decision to protect him and get him out of the country. Because you probably know, this is a region that is controlled by organized crime. He has very powerful enemies in the country. And in the past, prosecutors and judges have been murdered.
In response to the sacking of Sandoval, the U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General's office. What difference do you think that's going to make?
So if right now the government of the United States, the government of Biden, stops the aid that it gives to the Ministerio Público, it can mean that the Ministerio Público is not going to have the resources to do the investigation of all the criminal activities that are happening in Guatemala. So it can have a very serious effect.
Claudia, how long had Juan Francisco Sandoval been in his post as the anti-corruption prosecutor when he was fired?
Juan Francisco has more than 15 years in the Ministerio Público, working in different units.
What do you think it says that after being in the anti-corruption fight for so long, he leaves now?
You know, if somebody like him that has the recognition as a corruption fighter gets fired by the Attorney General, the other people that is looking after him, you know, that wants to work in a system that is broken and wants to make a difference, is going to think it over. Because he's putting his life at risk for the country and putting the people behind bars, people that are destroying our society.
I mean, it all comes less than 2 months after Vice President Kamala Harris visited Guatemala. And at the time, President Alejandro Yamate told Harris he was on board with anti-corruption efforts and an independent judiciary. So where does this leave the U.S. now that this high-profile anti-corruption prosecutor has been fired?
Well, I think that really the USA has to take this seriously and think, you know, who are the partners in the fight against corruption.
Claudia, you and your family fled Guatemala in 2015. That was after you exposed how high-ranking Guatemalan politicians, including the country's vice president, were taking bribes. What advice would you give Juan Francisco Sandoval at this presumably very difficult moment for him?
Yes, I think this is a very hard time for Juan Francisco. It's like being in a tsunami and waking up the next day and realizing that you're in a place that you don't know, that you didn't want to be there. But I think that he needs to talk. He needs to speak out and speak out with the truth and expose the things that happen in Guatemala in this moment.
Claudia Escobar is a former magistrate of the Court of Appeals of Guatemala. She was forced to flee the country in 2015. She's been speaking with us about the firing of anti-corruption prosecutor Juan Francisco Sandoval. Claudia, thank you very much. Good to speak with you again.
You're welcome.